Eric was raised hiking the trails of the East Coast and came to appreciate the Zen state of a long day on the trail at a young age. And he's the father of a seven-year-old who's also a really good hiker and outdoors person. Following increasingly bigger trails brought him to Alaska 15 years ago. He makes his living now building products to enable people to get out on really long bike trips. He's the founder of Revelate Designs, if anybody has any of those bike bags and those sorts of things. Yeah, let's keep it up. And although he's a lover of trails, whether it be by or on bike, ski, or foot, he usually feels the best adventures take place when you're off them. Please welcome Eric Parsons.
Thanks, Steve. So spilling water on myself before this story is pretty fitting because I was wet for most of the time in all these adventures. So real quick, how many people here have a fat bike? All right. How many of you have ridden it on a beach, not snow? Okay, good. All right. So this story starts in 2008. My friend Dylan Kench and I had these big dreams to go ride remote Alaska coastlines, but we had to work up to it. And so we started by doing part of the Kenai coast, and we went from Hope, and we rode the Gold Rock Trail, and we blew up pack rafts. We floated around to Chicoloon Bay, and we found the best quicksand in South Central Alaska in Chicoloon Bay. And then eventually kept riding, and we got on the outer Kenai coast. And I think it was the third day we rolled into a Captain Cook State Park. And we're kind of waiting for the tide to go out because the best beach riding's at low tide. And we're sitting there. And there's these guys cleaning these salmon. And we're just like sitting there. We're like, And eventually they're just like, hey, do you want some of this fish? We're like, yeah, we want some of this fish. Because we're trying to go to Homer. And so we'll take whatever free food we can get. And so we get the fish. We get it in this like garbage bag it gives us to us in. We're like, okay, great. All right, and then so the next thing that happened is like me and Dylan had to like go poke around the campground there and see if anybody would give us some tin foil. And we kept riding, cooked, made a big fire, ate the salmon. So later that summer, like 3 months later, we're on this big trip in the Gulf of Alaska. We went from Yakutat and we were going to Cordova with our bikes and pack rafts, and we made our way around the Malaspina Glacier, and we get into Icy Bay, and we have to cross Icy Bay with pack rafts. And there's a lodge in Icy Bay, and this is like our eighth day in the trip, and we've been through a lot already. And we'd heard about this lodge, and like some other people had passed through there that had gotten like some, you know, trail love. And we talked to this guy that worked there, and we were talking to him. He's like, yeah, that sounds pretty cool. And we're just kind of about to walk away, and he's like, hey, do you guys need any food? We're like, yeah, sure. Here's some food. You know? And he like rummages into the lodge and comes back and gives us this vacuum sealed frozen chunk of halibut. We're just like, ah, you know, and we're like, thank you, thank you, thank you. And we like roll down the coast a little bit and we're like sit there. We're like, all we had was like a titanium pot. We're like, all right. And we kind of drew straws. We're like, okay, Dylan, you got to go back and ask this guy for some aluminum foil. You know, so he goes and he comes back, and it's like dark by then, and we're like cooking this frozen chunk of halibut over a fire. That's great. So fast forward like a lot of years. I have a family, and I'm with my wife and my son, and my son's like 3 and a half, and he fit on one of those like Yep front seats of your bike. And it's, for those of you who have kids, well, probably, it's awesome beach biking with a kid on the front seat. But anyway, so we're touring along the Kenai coast, and we had started, I think, at Clam Gulch, and we're just kind of had no agenda. We're going to try to go to Homer maybe or do an out and back. And so I have my bike really loaded down. I have a lot of stuff on the back. I have my son up front. I think I have some more gear on the side. My wife had an equally loaded bike, and it's this beautiful September day, crisp day. Clear, kind of breezy, and we're riding, I think, near Nanilchik, and we pass this, we come across this creek, and it's a pretty decent sized creek. I forget the name of it, but there's some people fishing on the other side. And it's big enough where I was like, okay, I gotta take my son off my bike, put him down, and I'm like, you know, I basically get ready to push through this creek. And I'm like, okay, see you in a second, I'll come back and ferry you across, and then probably help my wife with her bike. And I start pushing my bike through this creek, and the water's like, I'm about knee deep. And about halfway through it, I just feel this tremendous, like, thunk-hung. And I thought immediately, I was like, oh, it's like some spawned out fish coming down and just hit the rear wheel. And that thought went out of my head as fast as it came into it when I pushed forward a little bit more, and this flapping tail of a silver salmon just starts flopping up in the air. And somehow I had managed to gill the fish in the spokes. And I'm not sure if it was 32 hole, three cross, or 36 hole, two cross. I don't know what the lacing pattern was, but it perfectly gilled this fish, and it sort of like decapitated it as I wheeled the wheel up. And so I'm still like mid creek here with my loaded bike with this fish flailing. And I'm just like, you know, totally stunned. I look back at my wife, and they're just like, so eventually, like, my efforts to try to free the fish were just futile. I needed a knife, and I just lift the whole thing up and get to the other side. And by this time, like, the fish is just, like, its head's, like, ripped off, and there's just this salmon lying there. And so I ferry my kid over, get everybody onto the other side, and it's, you know, this waves coming up now because the tide's coming up. There's waves, there's breeze, and like the people fishing, it kind of saw what's going on. She kind of wanders over, this lady that was fishing, and she's just like, did you just catch that with your bicycle? I'm just like, yeah. And she's like super nonchalant about that. She's like, huh, do you want like a garbage bag or something? I'm like, yeah. So she loans us her fillet knife, and we get like a garbage bag, and my wife just dives in and starts filleting this thing like on the spot, like on the alluvial creek there on the beach. And I think there's still blood all over my rear wheel because it just stained it instantly. And anyway, we give them some fish because we couldn't have done it without their knife, and put it in a plastic bag. And we roll down the beach more to camp. And we get to our camp, and we're perplexed, because then we're like, okay, I still only have a titanium pot. And so the moral of the story is, if you're beach riding with your fat bike, always bring aluminum foil. Thank you.